Hey everybody, it's Moon Gypsy. Today I'm gonna try to do an accent trigger challenge. It was a request made to me for a fetish fantasy challenge. It has three sections to it. The first section is a quiz or questionnaire of sorts. The second section is possible trigger words. And then the last section is trigger phrases. And I guess the accent tag, it says, is because some of the words may be said slightly differently, depending on where in the world you are from. So, I was asked to do a brief introduction. So, again, my name's Moon Gypsy, and I'm from the east coast of the U.S. I'm actually in Virginia. So, I don't know if I have much of an accent, but some people have said I have a little bit of a drawl to my voice. So I hope you enjoy it. Alright, I'm going to start off with the questions. It says that, you know, we're not expected to be able to answer all of them, but I'm going to try. Okay, so, number one, how might you tell someone you're excited? I guess I would be just, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. yeah, might scream a little, depends on how excited I get. number two, if you already have the cake and ice cream and the presents, if applicable, what else might you want at a party? What sound effects might be associated with your chosen item? After you had them, what would you do with them to get them ready for the party? What might you give to your selected item? All right, well, if I already had cake and ice cream and presents, I mean, at my age now, I really, that's all that I usually have. But, like when I was younger, we always decorated with, like streamers. We used to hang them up and around and lots of balloons. All the kids had party hats and those little birthday favors, you know, like those little noisemaker things that you blow into. And maybe we even had like some kazoos or something. Some other annoying, noisy type of thing. Or maybe even bubbles. I don't know. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've been to a little kid's party. And normally, we just have cake and gifts when we have parties around here now. So, number three. Talk about Superman and his relationship to kryptonite. What might it do in relation to his energy? Well, I believe anytime he gets really close to it, it just drains him of his abilities, saps him of all of his powers and his energy. It makes him really, really weak. He just loses his powers, I think. Number four. What do you know about the video game Dig Dug? It'll be interesting to see how many people even remember this game. I really don't remember much about this game, and it's kind of dating how old I am now, but I do believe, if I remember correctly, it was some little dude that was digging down in the ground or something, and he had to either blow up or squash the little bad guys that were digging around down there. I don't really remember much about it. So yeah. Number five. What major physical changes happen to a woman when she's pregnant? What is one way a woman might fake being pregnant? Well, as the baby develops, a woman's belly generally grows bigger to accommodate the baby. It stretches and expands, and I think that's the the major physical change. And I know as kids, we used to stuff balloons or like a basketball or some kind of dodgeball or something underneath our shirts and pretend that we were pregnant. We'd walk around with this big old belly and pretend that we were pregnant. So, yeah, I think that's what I would say about that one. Number six. What is the second element of the periodic table, and what is one major use for it? Okay, the second element is helium. And it's usually used to blow up balloons to inflate them. It's also fun to inhale it and talk funny, but that's not the major use, I don't think. Number seven. What is the job of a cheerleader? To cheer for their team, to root them on, to entertain the crowd, I guess. I guess, you know, to perform and do different things to entertain. I don't know. Number eight. What was Princess Katana's fatality in Mortal Kombat 2? I do know this one. she did this kind of kiss move where she leaned in and kissed her opponent, and then they would just blow up really big, kind of like Violet Beauregard and Willy Wonka. They get really inflated and big. But unlike her, they would explode to death. They would just pop and their bones would go flying everywhere. All right, number nine. What is another word for soda? Pop. Most people call it soda pop or just pop. Number 10. Who is your favorite of the Rice Krispie Trio? Well, there's Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Actually, my favorite is Crackle just because I like the word crackle. It's fun to say. Crackle. and then lastly, number 11. Convert 1.5 into a fraction of equal value. Hint, 40. What is the significance of this new fraction? Honestly, this is the only one I don't think I got right. I have no idea. Math is just not my forte. So I'm going to, unfortunately, have to skip this one. I don't get it. So anyways, that's the end of the questions or the quiz. Okay, so there's actually another question. It says, so far, do you see any themes, fetishes, or common elements? If so, what are they? I would go with blowing things up, inflating, popping, that type of thing. All right. The second part is the words. They trigger words. So I will read those off. Acceptable. Appointment. Balloon. Belly. Bigger. Blimp. Bloat. Blood pressure. Blown. Boom. Breasts. Bubble. Bulb. Burst. Bust. Chanting. Completely. Cuffs. Nurse Dana. Nurse Danae. Deflate. And it says to mimic the sound of something being deflated. I don't know if that's right, but that's what I've got. Double. Drain. EKG. Emotionally. Energy. And then it says evil laugh. explode, gas, hooked up, inappropriate, inflate, and again this says mimic the sound of something being inflated. I would do shh, 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 shh. jacked up, Nurse Janine, jewelry, Nurse Jody, kaboom, naughty, needle, Nurse Nina, pinch, planning, plant, pop, mimic a popping sound. Pregnant, pressure, pumped up, mimic the sound of something pumping up. I guess that would be kind of the same as inflate. So, shh, 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 shh. Psychology, sedative, sexy, Nurse Shannon, sneaky, snicker, and I guess I'm supposed to snicker. Stethoscope, rhythm, tick-tock, tick-tock, trap, trick, unacceptable, weaker. Okay, now it says, now do you see any themes, fetishes, common elements? If so, what are they? Most of them, I would say, have to do with the medical field. And then, of course, blowing things up or inflating. Yeah. Okay. Now for the third portion, it says it's the phrases section, trigger phrases. I'm supposed to sing this phrase. Whoa, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. And the next one I'm supposed to sing as well. Whoa, here it comes. Listen, boy, I'll blow you up. Oh. All right. And then this part, I guess, are medical phrases or nurses, things that they're saying. So we'll see how this goes. And there are a lot of little evil laughs I'm supposed to add on to the ends. All right. Are you ready for your appointment? Okay. Are you pregnant? Aw, honey, don't you worry. You'll deflate as soon as I fully inflate you. And then you burst. While it's different than traditional deflation, once I'm through with you, your balloon will be deflated and limp and small, just like it was before I blew it up. Aw, what's the matter, sweetheart? Feeling all blown up? Blow him up, Trisha. Cuff him, Dana. I'm about to turn you into a blimp. I am blowing up your balloon. I'm inflating you. I'm jacking you up. I'm jacking up your blood pressure. I'm going to completely drain you. I'm going to make you bigger than a beached whale. I'm going to blow you up. I'm going to jack up your balloon. I'm going to make you pop. I'm going to pump you up. I'm going to take your energy, all of it. I'm going to completely drain you. Jody, do his blood pressure. Pump him up. Nadia, once you have your cuff on him and the tubing is all hooked up and you're ready to pump him up, do so. Pump him up. Oh no. I'm not stopping until you're as big as a house. Pump him up. Pump him up. Pump him up. Pump him up, Audrey. This is Janine. She is pregnant and has a very big belly. Time to pump you up. You look so bloated. Are you sure you're not pregnant? You sure look like you're pregnant. You're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay, those were the the trigger phrases. There are a couple of bonus questions. I think I can only do one of them. So I'll finish with that. It says, at the moment, do you have any balloons in your house? And if so, where do you keep them? Well, I actually didn't think I had any, but I looked at my desk and I had half a pack in there. So I do have some balloons. It says, when was the last time you used them? I believe it was for a birthday party. And then it says to, if I have them, to get one. So I got a couple of them out. It says stretch it, twirl it, blow it up. So I'm going to blow up a balloon. It's a pretty big one. It's a nice kind of metallic purple, in case you were wondering. So here we go. Stop there before it pops. After you blow it up, let it deflate. Okay. I have a couple more, so I guess I'll try to blow them up too. Why not, right? This is one of those really long ones. It's a hot pink one. It's, I guess, like the ones you use for balloon animals. And sometimes they're really hard to blow up. So let me see if I can do this one. Woo! That one's kind of hard. Hold on. got it. Whew, it's about, I'd say it's about 4 foot long. okay, so that one's blown up. I'm going to deflate it. Alright, and then I have a smaller one. We'll see. This one should take, shouldn't be too hard. Okay, never mind. That one just popped. Okay, so, well, there you have it. That was my take on the accent tricker challenge. I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.